Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Personality Types, Shir number 35. We're in the 16 types. We are in the section of SFs, and today we're going to talk about an ESFP, which is an entertainer, performer, and they're the most charming and warm and witty and optimistic. They enjoy life to the fullest. They usually are not acknowledging anything bad may happen. That's the E and the P aspects. They can be generous to a fault. And, you know, if there's trouble or illness, they'll may absent themselves. Like other P's, they're impulsive, ready to try new and exciting things. They have a low tolerance for frustration of all types. They avoid anxiety by ignoring and denying the dark side of situations, you know, by saying everything will work out. They tend to be easygoing, sometimes self-indulgent. They may agree with someone just to avoid a fight. That's the F aspect of it. But then go off and do the things they want anyway. That's the P aspect. Like other Fs, these ESFPs are gregarious. They love to talk. They know everything that's going on in personal lives of those in the community. They're not really that interested in academic pursuits. When they want to know something, it's to determine its usefulness. That's the S aspect of it. And they love everything that involves social skills and excitement and teaching and nursing and performing arts and things like that. You know, they basically, their motto is sort of, you only go around once in a lifetime. And they're the most in touch with the here and now. And they primarily live in the moment. Act now, pay later type of an idea. That's the ESFP motto. So that's the idea. They are an inspiration. Their focus gives them low tolerance for procedures and routines or anything that stands in the way of immediate gratification. So that's an aspect that they really need to work on. They're accepting of others, live and let live. They need harmony. They constantly accentuate the positive. They deny and repress anything that's less than positive. They sometimes divert to circumvent conflict. When an argument erupts, ESFPs may start a conversation about something pleasant, hoping that the negative aspects will go away and people will forget their differences. So they are ultimate realists, and they have a firm grasp of the outer world, but they lose their way in the inner worlds. They tend to experience enmeshment sometimes, and that could be a problem. They have the uncanny ability, ESFPs, to make life like a three-ring circus. They juggle many, many activities, many people. They enjoy the hustle and bustle. They like the spotlight on top of them. And they have a low tolerance when those lights are down and the curtain is closed. Because they sometimes earn, unfortunately, not fairly often, a negative label, like being flighty or hyperactive or even egotistical. It may be accurate, but it may not be accurate as well. If you're with a ESFP, you'll often feel positive, enthusiastic, excited. Although sometimes they'll drain you because you're trying to keep pace with them. Again, females could be that way too. Each one with the male, female needs to sort of work on it. They're often very misperceived because the spontaneity and the immediacy of their nature, which is the perceiving aspects, and the firm grounding of what is, which is their sensing, as opposed to what can make them look like they lack depth or direction or purpose. But that's not the case. It's just that the depth, direction, and purpose is interpreted in the demands of the existing moment. Now, I don't need a long-term range plan right now. I'm focusing on what needs to happen right now. They make more starts than finishes, so they have to learn how to follow through. And they're multi-directed. If they're parents, they could pack in a single evening for their children with multiple tasks, getting them involved in many, many things, making things very exciting for them. But they often may overextend themselves, you know, so that's also important. To work on that type of a balance. One drawback in being so easygoing that it can frustrate a family if it doesn't have enough restraint or direction or general discipline, and to say nothing of thinking about the future. They're very living in the here and the now. And if they have judging children, J children, who want the structure, you know, they like the fun-loving nature, but they may go to bed frustrated because they want the plan, they want the schedule, and they don't have it if the parents are ESFPs. There's a thrill of the minute-to-minute intensity of ESFPs in their intimate relationship, husband and wife as well. You know, the falling in love, the intensity of the passion and the commitment and all that, of connecting with one another. But again, the discipline and the structure is hard for them. They need to realize that a relationship, a marital relationship, is not just fun and relaxation, but responsibility as well. An ESFP child also struggles to be understood. You know, they could see themselves as an entertainer and dancer, a car washer, train engineer. They have a great hyperactive imagination. They need affirmations. They need their doing to apply to learning. The learning needs to be in a practical way for them. ESFP children always want to be excited. It's hard to put them to sleep. You know, they may fall asleep on top of the stairs because they don't want to miss any excitement that may be going on downstairs. You know, the bedtime, the rules and the regulations and study hours and things like that are hard for them, and they need to work on it. But the career choice for ESFP normally is like teaching or arts or theater. They love athletics, generally speaking. They don't like the careers that require strong adherence to rigid rules and rigid constraints. So that's the overall concept of the ESFP. Like we said, an entertainer type concept. They automatically sing and dance, and they're fun loving. They live with a passion. They're friendly with everybody. They know everybody. They're a spontaneous spirit. They recognize value and quality, but they're not good planners because they're not good planners. They often could live beyond their means. Credit cards are dangerous for them. They leap into opportunities without the long-term goals. And there's nothing that makes an ESFP feel quite as unhappy as realizing they're boxed in by circumstances, unable to join their friends. You know, they need the laughter, the playfulness. But again, they always need to direct it the right way. So to go through some of the strengths and weaknesses of an ESFP, they are bold. They don't hold back. They want experience for the sake of experiencing. They're willing to go out of their comfort zone. They're very, very original. They love to experiment with new styles and find new ways to stand out in the crowd. They're very positive. They're very enthusiastic. They have a life and infectious enthusiasm. They could make people very happy. People that are depressed, that are around the ESFP, they can be mesamech them and infuse hope and warmth into them, which is a tremendous good meter that they have. They're hands-on. They're very observant. They're felt. They're experienced. They're not into philosophy, but they have excellent, excellent people skills. They love to pay attention to people. They're talkative. They're witty. They don't run out of things to discuss. And all these are very important strengths. The weaknesses they have is often they are sensitive. They're very emotional. They're vulnerable to criticism. They don't like conflict, and they avoid it completely often. They're easily bored. They're not good long-term planners overall, and they could be unfocused. And of course, they have to work on all of those aspects. As far as the romantic relationships, husband and wife, that spark of love, they fall in love. They love emotions, passion, discovery, excitement, and all of these things. But again, they have to work on that other aspects of it, that when there's a conflict, to handle it by not avoiding it, but by dealing with it in a healthy way, to have the structure and schedule, especially if your mate is a J and needs that concept, or they need to be more introverted with them when need be. In friendships, they're known as being very sociable. They don't internalize much of anything, and they have a wide circle of friends, and they're explorers of the pleasures of life, and they share experiencing. So being a friend with an ESFP could be very, very interesting. But one has to be careful, because they have a tendency to fall into risky or careless behaviors that in the thrill-seeker aspect of it, and they need to work on that. They're gentle souls, but they like thrill-seeking things. So they have to be careful with that. As far as parenthood, which we touched upon just now also, they're the most relaxed, fun-loving parents out there, and they play with them, and they enjoy being with them. There's a certain wildness, a freeness with them. Let's explore, let's find out. They're a little like children this way, and they provide a lot of emotional support. That's one of the biggest strengths of ESFP parents. They provide a lot of emotional support. They could play make believe. They could, embrace the child's imagination and in full. Career paths, again, need to focus on what's healthy for them, which is, social, sales representative, trip planners, tour guides, those type of things have them thrive. In the workplace, again, they're not the 9-to-5 type of people. They're more dynamic in social spaces with exchanges of conversations and ideas. That's why sales is very healthy for them. And, human relation parts are very, very important for them. When they manage, they pump in energy and fun into the day-to-day work, and they could really help things going. But again, they have to work on the structure aspects of these things. So to conclude, the idea of an ESFP, very few personalities are as charming or attractive as ESFPs are. They're known for their ability to improvise, to focus on the present, to find new exciting ideas to explore, new experiences. Their energy, their enthusiasm, their down-to-earth attitude are invaluable in many, many areas, including their personal growth. They can help cause joy and bring joy to other people who are down and out and help them in many, many ways. And they can really grow and have great potential. Again, but they have to be careful in balancing things. For example, the E aspects, extremely extroverted, they need to be self-reflective sometimes and develop their I. When they're very practical, down to earth and here and now, they need to sometimes think of Royes and Noila, the ramifications of things. The F, emotionality of them, they need to sometimes use their rational minds. And the P, which is the open-endedness, they're not going to change their nature overall, but they have to value the structure and importance of keeping halachas, keeping gedarim, and especially if a spouse is a J, to work out that healthy balance between the two of them in the best and most beautiful possible way. Bracha v'atzlacha.